Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about being strong in the Lord, having victory in our daily battles that we face in life. We've been using some illustrations, some examples from the Old Testament, the life of Joshua, the life of Hezekiah, to learn how to be strong in the Lord, what it means, how do we get there. Yesterday I talked a bit about King Hezekiah and how he was faced with a huge problem. The Assyrian army was coming up against Jerusalem, and Hezekiah did the right thing. He took that letter that he got from Sennacherib, the commander of the Syrian army, and he took it up to the house of the Lord, and he laid the letter out before the Lord and said, God, here's this letter. And you know full well how well the Assyrians have conquered many nations and have destroyed those gods that they served, because they were no gods. And he just laid the whole thing out before the Lord, just like he should have. And God answered that prayer so beautifully and gave them victory over the Assyrian army. Well, the first point that we talked about was that being strong in the Lord requires communication with God. We saw from the examples, two examples in the life of Joshua, where he made big mistakes. He didn't communicate with the Lord and didn't hear God and didn't talk to God about the problem that they were facing, and it didn't turn out well. So the first point was to be strong in the Lord requires communication with God. The second point we have here is to be strong in the Lord requires obedience. If we're going to be strong in the Lord, we need to obey the things that God has given us in His Word to do. If we're not going to be obedient to the Word of God, don't expect to be strong in the Lord. It's not going to happen. I'd like to bring some scriptures out to qualify and to throw some more light on what I just said. I'd like to go back again to the book of Joshua. I want you to notice the clear instructions that God gave to Joshua there and pointed out to him that if he's obedient to them and walks in them, God was going to prosper them. But if they weren't going to walk in his ways, God was not going to prosper them either. So there were consequences both ways. Joshua 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise. Go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Wow, what a promise. Let me read that again. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Here's the condition. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe, obedience here, to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. That is the only place in the King James Bible where the word success is found. The only time, the only place. Want to have good success? Obey the word of God. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Notice the promise in verse 5 that I read here. Talk about victory over every enemy, even giants. Verse 5 says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Wow. Victory. God promised them victory in all their battles as long as they obeyed him. They would have victory. Not once, not twice, not three times, every time. Every time. If providing they obey the Lord God, yeah. Also, he promised them he would make their way prosperous and that they would have good success. They do what? Let not the law depart out of their mouth, and meditate in it day and night, and observe to do all that is written therein, obey it. Wow. A prosperous journey and good success. That's a huge, huge promise. In chapter 3 of the book of Joshua, we have some more instructions that God gave. God gave careful instruction to Joshua how to deal with the challenge of crossing over the Jordan River. Now, when they came to the Jordan River and were about to cross it, it was out over its banks. It was flooded. It was at that time of the year. But as they obeyed God, he guided them through the challenge. Think about it. This river was flooded. It was out over its banks. And this nation was going to cross over this Jordan on dry land. God made it happen. But they needed to follow carefully the instructions that he gave them. They couldn't just haphazardly go and start crossing that Jordan. God gave them very clear instructions what was to happen first and how that was to happen. You can read it in Joshua chapter 3. And just as God made a way for them to walk through the Jordan, he will make a way for us to walk through the challenges we face in life too, providing we do it his way. Walk in obedience with the Lord. That's my point here. If we're going to be strong in the Lord, it requires obedience. Now, the children of Israel also faced the challenge of rooting out the inhabitants of the land, which, by the way, included giants. But as long as they were obedient to God, followed him, did what he said, God gave them victory. Yes, even including over the giants. And God will do that for us too. I'm going to read a verse to you out of 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and it says this. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you or allow you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Wow, what a promise. But again, obedience is required. God says here in this verse, he is not going to allow us to be tempted or tried above what we are able to bear with him. What a beautiful promise. God is not going to allow us to be tried and tested and tempted above what we are able to bear. And he makes a way for us to get through the challenges, the difficulties in our life, if we obey him. Walking with God in obedience is required to be strong in the Lord. It was that way for the children of Israel. It was that way for the New Testament church. It's that way for us today, folks. Let's be obedient. Walking in humble obedience with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, you will be strong in the Lord. God bless your day.